Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
That's BABBEL.com.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Welcome to the Handyman Show, the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here in Super Talk, Mississippi, at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and we're going to be here till 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise about your house and just trying to make living in your home a more comfortable place to be, a more secure place to be, And the way you get there is... do something. do something. That's an interesting phrase. There's a song by the Eagles called Do Something, and I've kind of used it as a motivator for all of my kids and all of anybody who says, gee, I'm so, like, I have a daughter who calls me from Florida and says, I'm so depressed, I don't know exactly what to do. Simply, I have but one answer. Do something. that's all you need to get
out. Yeah, when you're down in the dumps, doing stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it pulls you out of it.
When you focus on something, even if it's just exercising sometimes, just focusing on something else other than your state of feelings can really, really be helpful very, very much. All right. Of course, our text line and our call line is 888-808-8637. That is SuperTalk call-in line. And our text line, our C-Spire text line, is 601-879-4395. And Lance and I started looking last week for somebody to text us a picture of a thatched roof. And we have not found that yet. If somebody out there has a thatched roof, we need a photograph sent on our text line to it so we can show it and we can look at it ourselves.
Muy pronto. We need to see
this. I mean, if it doesn't happen in the next few weeks, I know where there's one in Massachusetts on a very big building, and I will have somebody send me some photos of it pretty soon in the next few weeks if we don't get up some shots pretty soon. But I think we will. I think we will. But that's roofs. Those are kind of neat. But there's just many, many, many things that can really create problems in your house. And roofing definitely, falling apart can be a part of it, and sheathing underneath it can be a part of it. All sorts of things like that can really interfere with, how you say, water getting into your house. You know, it never stops. Water never stops. It really doesn't.
It finds the weak spot and exploits it.
Always. And it's always looking for that weak spot. And for some reason or other, it always seems to find it.
Kind of like a beaver, you know?
Never stops. And it's if you've got a leak, it's going to find it for sure. All right. That's just a darn sure thing. Coming up at second segment, Amada Senior Care, John Merrill, is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about what Amada Senior Care is all about. And of course, we're at the Build Mississippi Studios, and man, I went by their place yesterday, and I didn't have time to stop, and I wish I had, because there was a whole group of people outside, and a fire truck was there, and there wasn't a fire, they were just explaining things and safety and whatnot, and the safety concerns on job sites. I wish I had time to stop and talk to them and take pictures and take a look at it, because I went right by their place in Pearl, and it was... Build Mississippi is an organization that really is always working to make this state just a better place to be, and it is a great place to be, and it is really, truly a great place to be. Well, recycling has become I don't know, kind of a catchphrase for so many things, and yet not as much of it happens here in this state as it does in a lot of other states. Like recycled plastic can make all sorts of great things, like recycled roofing. Out of recycled plastic, they can make some roofing material, some insulation material, some structural components, and sometimes they even make architectural detail material. Plastic material is really, really good.
I love that you mentioned that, because it's probably a week ago. Uh-huh. I got in a rabbit hole on YouTube.
Yes.
Of like these most low-tech places on the planet that right. where we, you know, all of our junk ends up, mostly plastic, stuff right. that we go, oh, yeah, you can't do anything with that. Well, they put it in this big boiler, melt it down, pour it out. Looks like caramel coming out the yeah. other side. And then you see it, you know, and they're putting it in these molds. And a bunch of, you know, folks, they're not, it's not Americans. I mean, it's places all over the world.
Right.
And you know, you could say they're not, right out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, like some truck will show up with a bunch of plastic and just dump it off. And then they'll pour it into the, and then get this, you know, the rubber plastic out.
Sure.
Then they put it in these molds, and all of a sudden you have a planter.
Yeah.
Or you have your Adirondack chair.
Or whatever, I mean, yeah.
It's amazing. All you need is the mold.
And that plastic can be recycled over and over again.
The one that was really mind-blowing, folks, go out and find the one, like type in YouTube Shorts.
Yes.
Taking plastic bags and yes. turning them into stuff.
Yeah,
these people bring like a huge 18-wheeler load of just Walmart bags.
Yep.
And then they'll put them in this fire and melt them down, and then they're making chairs out of them.
Sure,
the Adirondacks. Yeah. That's where a lot of your stuff that you see in your yard. And the plastic items are coming from recycled stuff.
Not so many years ago. Plastic on the earth was a problem that we did not know how to address and how to deal with. But by recycling with it, we can use it again and again and again. And truly, it's not going to ever degrade in the earth because it's plastic and it's made out of chemicals that are, wow, incredibly, you know. But at any rate, recycling is a great, great thing. Wood plastic combos, as a matter of fact, make great decking material. A lot of decking material is made out of plastic and wood. It's all manufactured into it's all recycled wood, wood chips, and it's all plastic, and together it makes beautiful decking. Glass can also be recycled, and glass is used over and over and over again for many, many, many different things. It can make glass tiles, black backsplashes, which look wonderful. Glass can be recycled over for many, many different uses and used over and over again instead of just throwing away. And you know, we're helping our planet by recycling, and we need to do more and more of that as time goes on. All steel materials can definitely be recycled. Anything steel or even metal can all be recycled and made into something else and something useful. Recycling is an amazing process. And we need to stop using our landfills quite as much as we have been, particularly in this state where we use dumpsters and we building waste. Just a lot of times gets taken to a landfill and not recycled. A lot of building waste can be recycled and used again and again and again, and it's really, really good stuff. So recycling is something that. It's not. We need to really dedicate ourselves more to that, because it is really going to extend our life here on planet Earth, because we cannot let some of these items that are detrimental to the health of the Earth get out of hand. And how do we do that? We recycle a lot of them, and it helps a whole lot. Recycling, it really can make a difference in everything we do. So I suggest that we look into it. I know in my community, the trash collection doesn't recycle. Everything just goes in one big trash bin, and they take it out to the landfill. And that's But I know in a lot of communities they have recycling bins. Matter of fact, I've used one before. I have two recycling bins in my backyard that I don't use for anything because nobody picks them up and separates them. But that's just the way it is. Hey, do you know that it's the harvest moon? Yeah, September is the harvest moon. Not just the full moon, but all month is the harvest moon in September. Of course, the full moon was the 17th, and it showed so bright. But I think if you look up in the sky now, you can probably even still see the harvest moon during the day. I just saw it coming in here. It was like, wow, that's the harvest moon. Us moonies were weirdo, weren't we? Yeah, that would be another statement. All right. Handyman show going on here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick, and I'd love to hear from you. All right. Hey, Rebel Hardware Store, one of the better hardware stores in the state. I mean, they really know what's going on and do a great job in any kind of buying hardware or needing hardware or getting hardware. What they really, really, really stress is customer service, and they really depend on customer service. They love their customer service. They love their customers to get taken care of properly and walk away saying, what a great experience it was going to Revel Hardware. I'll go back there. Well, that's what Revel is all about. And on top of that, next to their store in Pearl is their Power Equipment Center, which is nothing but huge and growing more every day, getting larger every day. The Power Equipment Center in Pearl has all the equipment you'll ever need, zero-turn mowers and chainsaws and weed eaters and you name it, they have it. And they have all the parts and the service department to take care of it. So you go somewhere, see my friends at Revel Hardware. They're open 6 days a week with many stores here in the central Mississippi area. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store. And looking forward to you coming through their door and letting their smiling face take care of you. Revel Ace Hardware, the good guys in the hardware business. I like them a lot, Revel Ace Hardware. All right. Shifting gears a little bit, I'm going to talk a little bit about hunting camps. Hunting camps. Well, they're kind of big in the United States, but I would think that in Mississippi, I think they're a little bit bigger. I really do think they're bigger. And the reason I say that is because everybody has a hunting camp, whether it's a shack to up to a luxury lodge and everything in between, including house trailers and little shacks and just everything at all. But the beauty of having a hunting camp is you get to really try out some of your do-it-yourself skills, and you get to buy stuff. Yeah, tools. You get to buy tools that can really... I got to have this in order to fix this at my hunting camp. So, therefore, it can go on the family budget. But there's so much do-it-yourself experience had at the hunting camp where leaks in the roof or, you know, the unknown can be heard or can be found a lot of times at hunting camps. And you can fix a problem at a hunting camp. And next thing you know, you've actually expanded your do-it-yourselfer experience, and you can take this home and do this work at home, and it helps so very much. So hunting camps not only are a great getaway and a great place to really just, I don't know, just get away from your daily routine, your daily thing, whatever that may be. Hunting camps are great, and a lot of people right now are going to or at already at their hunting camps, and I would suspect that's probably where Lance would be today if he had a chance.
Oh, yeah. I would be there full force with the dogs working on handyman projects.
How many dogs?
Well, I got the German short-haired in the lab, the girl lab, and the boy pointer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the thing. When I get there, it is all projects all day long.
Yeah.
And it's the, you know, whether you fixing a deer stand, putting the roof back on it, redoing something at the cabin. And like you said, I mean, people have second homes as cabins. People have, you know, much more modest accommodations.
Yes.
But it is the way to get out and enjoy the world that's around you and the noise that you don't want.
Really?
You get a little nature and you can hear people on a, you know, on their four-wheeler or somebody shooting. But what you do hear this time of year a lot is, bang, 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 bang. You have a lot of projects going on.
Yes.
Getting ready.
Sure.
Because once it gets cold, You don't want to be doing that. You want to be in the stand. You want to have all that done, and you want to go, all right, now it's time to enjoy. So this is work time.
Yeah.
And I sympathize because, yes, I would be there. I know a lot of the camp folks are like, yeah, he ain't going to come up here and mow any grass. He's not going to do any fields this year. He's too busy. I love you guys. I wish I could, but I got to make that money. But, no, there's nothing more enjoyable to me than getting on the tractor, getting out and cutting a field or getting my hands dirty. Because up there, it's going to get dirty. Everything's got a layer of rust, you know, for years of flooding in that. But, yeah, it's always – I've got so many things to do, buddy, in the cabin. It's not even funny.
Well, it just always seems that hunting camps always have something that needs doing to them because they don't get used 24/7.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, we used a mini split when we went back this time. Man, I'm going to tell you, go that route.
Oh, that's
number two, wonderful. If you've got PVC anywhere, get rid of it. Go with PEX.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just certain things that, you know, paneling, I'm telling you, there's the materials are, when we built that place back in like 80-something, you know, the materials are different now.
They are.
There are some really good stuff. One of the guys came in the other day, a wonderful guy, and I want to tell you, his son, it got called up with the New York Yankees this year. He's been a starter for them on the mound. The Yankees, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs. So Will Warren is, but his dad now, he came over, and he was looking at the walls, and he kept saying, man, how did you get all, you know, because I did the horizontal, and it looks like planks. Looks like horizontal.
What you talking about?
You know, the paneling inside the cabin.
Yes.
But it looks like actual horizontal stacks.
You've shown me pictures of it.
Yeah, and he finally had to walk up to it and touch it. I said, no, go touch that stuff. And he put his hand, he goes, this is paneling. I said, yeah, it's the stuff that they got now is amazing. I mean, the choices you have are unlimited almost.
Yeah, when you used to buy paneling for like sometimes $3 and $4 a sheet, and it was vinyl coated on the front and a flake board below. Nowadays,
I mean, a screen print image on it looks like actual. I mean, I get fooled looking at it, and I know it's not real other than paneling. So I've been it's been fun to see some of the, because I hadn't built the house, you know, and I hadn't remodeled one in quite a while.
Oh, they've come so far with building material.
Even countertops.
Yeah.
I mean, things like that. I mean, you can get some faux countertops that look as close to marble or zinc or whatever you're looking for, quartz. I mean, I will say, find the experts out there that have good inventory.
Right.
Take your time and find what you want because it's out there. You just might have to take a little bit more time to find it.
Fine. And then it's a matter of doing it correctly. You know, to screw it up is going to make a mess and not make it as nice as it could be. So you need to do it great.
Measure twice, cut once.
That's right. And that's what the do-it-yourself experience is all about. And that's a good thing to have. That's a good thing for you to have. All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk. My guest coming up, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care. Going to take a short break here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Buddy Sloak with you at the Handyman Show. Be right back.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. To be a strong team, every player has to be dedicated. Farm Bureau is exactly that. Their dedication to providing me with excellent customer service and competitive rates is outstanding. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Act in the real world and ready for life.
Yeah. welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest for this segment, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care. Good morning, John.
Good morning, buddy. How are you doing today?
Man, what a beautiful day. Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing awesome. Oh,
all right.
Ready to get out in the sunshine.
Yeah, it is beautiful out, is for sure. It's one of those days, that one of those autumn days that's just nice to be out in it. Well, how is Amada going? Are you taking care of people? Or are you still?
We are. Yeah, we're excited today. We're out in McKeel, Mississippi. We're doing an event out there trying to let the seniors out there know who we are, what we do. We've got a staff out there, and it's just one of those events we love to do, and I love to go to senior events, go to senior fairs, and I know we have Alzheimer's coming up in October, so we're excited about that, too. Just getting out there and letting people know about Amada.
Well, that brings up an interesting point to me. There's a lot of organizations, senior organizations, that would love to have an explanation of what Amada is all about, but I don't think a lot of senior organizations know about how to get in touch with you and what to find out about.
Well, that's a great point, and I would love to speak to any groups. I've done it before to Rotaries and senior centers, and done bingo at many, many places, and just trying to let them know that Amada is here for them, and you know, we help them with long-term care, and on the coast we're doing VA, so we're really excited about that. We're helping families with access their VA benefits and have caregivers come in their home. But
The reason I bring that up is because I know in my community, which is in Pearl, Mississippi, they have a senior care center, and every week they have all sorts of events, but at least they have a meal once a week where they get together, and they generally have guests on board to talk about specific items. So I'm sure that happens throughout the state at a lot of places. How do those kind of people get in touch with Amada and you, John, to find out more about what's going on with Amada Senior Care?
Absolutely. They can call our telephone number, 601-864-3752. That's our main number.
Uh-huh.
And I do participate in Pearl and Richland and the Rankin County over in Brandon. They have a really strong senior following and put on great events. At least once or twice a year.
Sure.
We'd love those senior organizations and get out in front of them and, like I said, do bingo or just participate.
Yeah, just
birthdays.
Yeah, right.
I love having birthdays. And I would encourage seniors to get active in them because it's probably got 20 to 50 people participating in each one of them. So they're really strong.
Yeah, really, really strong. Well, that's a good thing. I know you've tied in with the VA down there on the coast, at least. And how is that going?
It's fantastic. We had a wonderful meeting with the VA, invited all the agencies to come and get to know them, and
Yeah. We're
real excited about how it's changed, and they are too. They're streamlined so many of the issues they've had in the past, and they're reaching out to us as agencies to say, look, this is a new us. We want to help the seniors, and especially the veterans. We're contacts. Call us. You know, email us, and we'll help you get the veteran on service, and you can take care of them. So it's really exciting to get to know the people behind the scenes at the VA. And so we did that about 3 weeks ago. And so we're pushing it forward, trying to get the word out that Amada is there for them. We cover the whole coast and even up a couple of the counties that are adjacent to the coast. So we're just really excited.
And, most of the veterans I know are older gentlemen or older ladies even, and they speak of the VA, and they talk about 10 or 15 years ago how they just wouldn't participate in it a whole lot because they didn't think it was doing a proper job. I don't think that's true anymore. I really do think the VA has tried very, very, very hard to improve and make it a better organization to take care of the veterans by not only doing more, but getting involved with Amada and companies like yours to help them provide better service.
I agree. And you can tell it. I went through the VA that a few weeks back, and mm-hmm. Everybody's so friendly, and they're saying, how can I help you? And before, years ago, when I was in a different business where I called on VA, it was fine, but there's just too much bureaucracy, and I think that was a frustration of so many people, and I'm just excited about what I'm hearing and what I'm here number one, from the VA, but also from veterans accessing and how they can get their appointments at a more timely manner. And they're always trying to improve that, too. So anybody that's frustrated with that, please keep trying and reach out to your county service officers. They're there to help you as well. And but, yeah, on the coast, I didn't get that number out, buddy, but that coast number is 228-216-2448. 228-216-2448.
All right.
I would love to talk to veterans, and we cover from Bay St. Louis all the way to Pascagoula and north, you know, Stone County and those counties right adjacent. So,
all right. Pretty much to give an outline of what AMATA is all about, senior care. A lot of people, maybe this is the first time they've ever heard. Let's just say that a lot of people have, for the first time, have ever heard the word AMATA senior care. What do they do? What do they provide? How can they help seniors? And how can they help people who have parents who need help?
That's a great intro. AMATA senior care, we provide caregivers. They're our employees, so we protect the families. We go through the vetting process to make sure the caregivers have background checks and their references are checked. And we would present them to a family after our initial meeting. We try to understand their needs. And if it's going to be in their home, we do an assessment of the home where we really look at, you know, for safety reasons. There's so many things that I've learned over the last over 10 years that helps me coach families. There's modifications here. You may want to look at this system and just all kind of advice. And then we try to understand what kind of caregiver exactly, personality, skill level, all those things we factor in. And we do a warm introduction to caregiver. I never send a caregiver out to home without an introduction. I just don't think that's the right way to do it.
Right.
Only in situations such as a hospital where it's last minute, we would send a caregiver up there, one that we trust. And they will introduce themselves to the hospital staff, and that works okay. But the best way to do it is for the family to actually get to meet the caregiver, and then we back out and we talk to the family. What did you think about him or her? And do you think that they'll meet your needs? And, you know, give them the final say, because ultimately they're hiring us and trusting us to bring somebody in their home. Their home, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
This is a privacy thing. This is their castle.
Absolutely.
We make sure they're comfortable and everything is working right. And I always tell the families, please let me know, let my staff know if there's anything, any issues, and we'll make it right. And we want you to know they're our employees, so it's okay if it's not a good fit. We'll move them to another family and try again. And you've got to do that, give people that comfort level that you're going to just not send somebody to the front door. That's just not the way to
do it. That's not the way to do it at all. That's not the way to do it.
You know, you were asking, we kind of tie that in. That's our primary business.
Yes.
But I told you all along, I love to help families with their long-term care insurance policies, understand them. I've done several this past week or so where they're not ready to go on service, but they wanted to understand. And the daughter wanted to understand the policy, when it could be used and should be used, and, you know, just explain the different benefits of it. And again, I don't sell the insurance. I just interpret them and try to help families understand when to use them and, you know, what kind of benefits you have. Because some of them are really, really fantastic products that have home modification or allowance for the electronic monitoring devices. So I just want them to understand what they have, and that's really one of the strongest things I do to help families build that trust and know that AMATA, we're more than just caregivers.
Yeah.
We love our caregivers, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But we want to be full service and try to help them walk through that healthcare conundrum.
Yeah, because it's reading a healthcare policy or any kind of insurance policy can be confusing at best. And it does take somebody who really has the knowledge of that particular policy in order to help you understand what it can do for you. And
yes, sir. And it's been really neat. I've reached out to several, you know, the people that sell the policies over the years. I try to partner up with them because they have clients that they may have sold a policy back in 2000 to a family that now is kind of getting to the point in their life where they need to look at those policies. And I love that when the financial advisor or, you know, the insurance salesperson lets their family know that I can help them. I'm from the medical side. I can certainly walk them through the policy, how it should be interpreted. And so I've really got some relationships going with people that have sold those policies over the years, and they'll, you know, introduce me to their clients. And it's a team effort. I love that.
Yeah, that's nothing but good. Nothing but good. I'm staying in a relatively new house, and I think a lot of new houses are built this way, and I may be wrong, but it's a very, very nice house, and it has a glass shower and a glass shower door and a tile shower. And, of course, the floor drains a little bit, so there's a drain in the center, so the floor slopes, so the floor's not level. On the sides of the shower, I think it should be almost mandated that when you build a shower like that, there should be a grab bar in there. I think that should happen, and because there's nothing in that shower to grab onto in a new house. And I'm very, very surprised at that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, that's something I look at when I look at people's, you know, their showers, their bathtubs.
Yes.
You know, bathtubs, I still worry about slipping in them. I mean, they're
sure.
Just, they're concave. I mean, and you get any kind of soap on there and it's trouble.
Yeah.
But certainly they have so many designs of chairs that can help you slide into the bathtub and you're sitting up. And certainly the wands, you know, the water wands and grab bars are just fantastic. And look, buddy, I always recommend somebody like yourself that knows how to install them, because years back I had a family wanted me to install them. I'm like, look, I don't know a 50-pound from a 25-pound anchor. And I'm sorry, I just don't. I've done, you know, built deer stands. That doesn't even come close, you know. Like, I don't want to be at risk. And so I highly recommend getting somebody that's done this before. And I've got some resources out there that I've used in the past. And thanks to you, buddy, I think you introduced me to a couple of them. So
sure.
They've done wonderful work. And it's important to do it right. And you know that, especially when
I was thinking about
a 50-pound grab bar one time. And I said, you know, I'm over 200 pounds. If I grab that, it's coming out of the wall.
Right,
and
right.
I've got a lot of clients that are my size. And it really doesn't take a lot to rip something out of the wall. So
it sure does.
Definitely recommend having a handyman that knows what they're doing.
And I think we've talked about this before. Those suction cup grab bars are just—they're a no-go. Don't use them.
Yeah,
because they may seem to work really, really well until they don't.
Yeah, and all it takes is one time. So
that's
I definitely think, you know, it ties into long-term care where you have home modifications. I've had several instances where, you know, it's a pretty good chunk of money that they could use to help modify their bathrooms. And in one instance, I think it was like $7,000 for a family over that I had in Vicksburg. And she was already installing a redoing her bath, the shower for her husband.
Sure.
And she had no idea that she had that money available to her on her policy. So, you know, those are the things I can pick apart on most people's policies and just let them know there's another tool in your toolbox.
Wow.
You know?
That is good to know. Yeah. I think through our past conversation, John, I'm getting the feeling that you lack a little in the DIY skills.
Yes, I'm not that guy that can build something, and I wish I was.
I'd like to see your deer stand.
Yeah, you should see my deer stands. They're a 2-year deal. They last 2 years, and that's it.
2 years, and they're relatively dangerous to get up on. Well, that's what Amada is all about. People who hack them to fall from their deer stand and need some help for a long, long term.
Oh gosh, we don't want those type injuries.
No, sir.
It's happened.
It does happen.
And,
oh, yeah, my dad was in traction for about 2 weeks trying to, you know, he won't tell you the truth to the story, John, but he was up about 35 feet into a tree. He always loved building them up as high as he could and making about 8 different angles. You had to go around, hang from it, and then pull yourself in. Well, he was messing around with somebody down on the ground, and he was trying to spit on their head, and he flipped out of the deer stand, and he had to go to doctor's hospital and be in traction for a couple weeks. So, yeah, that was a long time ago. He hadn't made that mistake again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably not alone in the person who has gotten injured at a deer camp. And it's amazing that young people do some serious injury to themselves that way, and they need some care from then on.
Yeah, I've had a friend of one of my clients, her husband actually passed away falling out of deer stand, and it was just rough to hear the story. I mean,
wow.
But we just got to be careful, and know, that's, you know, it's just like somebody's home. There's so many obstacles. I always tell people, you know, when I'm going over the benefits, pulling, you know, we all understand, you know, you've got different handbars and things you can put on toilets to make them safe. But,
yeah,
you know, that was one of the most common injuries, was somebody falling, getting on and off their toilet.
John, I got to take a short break. Ask you to hang on for just a minute. We'll get you back in a few seconds. Handyman Shell be right with you.
The third annual Fondren Bottle Tree Garden Tour is October 5th and 6th. We'll show off a wide variety of garden designs from formal to freeform, with every plant category thriving in our historic neighborhood. We're home to amazing artists and monster musicians, plus great food and shopping. Please visit FondrenGardenTour.com for tickets and more information. And join me, Garden Mama, at Fondren Yard on Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. for the Garden Mama Show, live in Fondren, right in the heart of Jackson.
If you need a contractor to help rebuild your home after a disaster, don't get scammed. Go licensed. Be skeptical about door-to-door offers of repair services. Ask friends and family for recommendations of contractors that they've used. Get at least 3 bids and never pay in cash. Don't make a bad situation worse. Protect yourself and your family after disaster strikes. Go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
.net. That's ESISupply.net.
Step on it now. I gotta stop it now. We'll listen to music in a little while ago. But what a great song. All right. Amada Senior Care. John's with us. John, I wanted to keep you a little while longer so that we could make sure that people understand that they can get in touch with you guys anywhere, and you work in a good part of the state from all the way down to the coast through pretty much halfway through the state, you think?
Yeah, I've covered as much as I need to. I have a partner up North Mississippi, another franchise, but sure. I cover Central all the way to the coast. And, you know, I've helped families with those policies. I'll go anywhere to help them make sure they have it set up properly. And in some cases, we can place a caregiver in the home and have their policy, you know, taken care of. We'll do the claim and bill it for them, and everybody's happy. So,
well,
type opportunities.
I do hope the people who lead the senior groups in the communities are listening and understand that they can call you and get you or somebody from Amada involved in giving a presentation at one of their organizations. What numbers? Let's do Amada's numbers one more time.
Sure. Main number is 601-864-3752. And on the Gulf Coast, you can use 228-216-2448. And we're actually a 24-hour operation. If they don't answer right away, they're probably with the client, but they'll get right back to you and just give your name and number and say, I'd like to talk to John. I need some help with my long-term care insurance, or I'm interested in VA benefits, and I've had some frustrations in the past, or whatever the case may be. And we'll walk them through, introduce ourselves, and hopefully come visit and sit around the kitchen table and figure out a game plan.
Oh.
We'd love to do that.
Well, I appreciate the time you spent with us, and you offer a great service to people who are listening, and I really hope they take major advantage of it, because it's a wonderful thing. Amada Senior Care, John Merrill. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate all y'all do for me.
All right, sir. You have a great day. All right, Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. All right, Lance, I'm going to back you up a little bit. Who was that? I'm playing.
I knew you would like that one. Well, you know, they took their biggest influence was the Cars.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Third Eye Blind, more of a, you know, 90s, early 2000s type of group. But, yeah, they, you know, kind of throwback to the Cars.
And, well, I liked it.
I love those guys.
You knew I'd like
it. I knew you'd like that one.
You jerk.
I got another good one loaded up here on the way out.
Oh, wow.
Before the roaster was the roaster.
Oh, wow.
Before the plastic surgery and the hair plugs.
Well.
And he was a rocker, baby.
Well, we'll get to
our listeners know I love this one. And so they may be reading my mind here.
Well, we'll get to it after.
Yeah, you like that.
All right. You know, I talk a lot about an attachment to your vacuum cleaner so you can dry out your dryer. I'm staying at somebody else's house. I was on the outside by the garage where their vent from their dryer actually came out. And because it was three little louvers that opened it, and they blew open when the vent was open, and they closed. But it didn't leave a lot of room to sneak a vacuum cleaner in there. So what I did, and there was a lot of lint built up inside that area outside where the three little louvers held that place. Now, that place had that device had been it's supposed to be screwed onto a brick wall onto any wall, and it was, but it came loose, and so it had been silicone caulked, and I didn't want to remove it. So what I had to do is vacuum out all of the lint inside. So I got the attachment that I had, which is a much smaller hose to my vacuum cleaner, fit in between the louvers, and actually got to suck that whole thing out. And you would be amazed at the amount of lint that came out of there. It's something that is so important, is to keep that dryer vent clean. It can create fires and create problems, and you don't need that happening at all at your house. Because really, it doesn't need to happen at all. All right. Also, at a new house here, I never have seen an incinerator before. Now, I know what a...
I've heard of them and seen them, but I've never actually personally seen one in play.
Well, when I got to this house that I'm staying at, I'm not house sitting, I'm puppy sitting. These are actually dogs that are more like my grand dogs. But I'm Brady and Harlow are my buddies. I love them. But at any rate, I got to their home, and they have an incinerator, and I pushed the button, and it didn't work. Well, I figured, I'll push the reset. I went underneath to the garbage disposal and push the reset. Well, it was already set. It still wouldn't work. So I got into reading in a computer about how to fix an incinerator, and it said something about unplugging it. So I unplugged it, but there's a device on the wall that it plugs into, and then there's a plug from that device that goes all the way to the wall to another electrical outlet. Now, I did not realize this because the plug that actually plugged that device in was hidden behind a whole bunch of PVC plumbing fixtures, so you couldn't see it. So I unplugged it from that device on the wall, thinking, this may solve the problem. Plugged it back in and pushed the thing up, and nothing happened again. So I went looking some more, and I found this wire, and I went from this device, because I thought this device provided the electricity as well. Well, what happened is a wire going from this device down to an electrical outlet, and it's plugged in, but it's behind some PVC pipe, so you can't see it really well. It had come unplugged. And little did I know that an incinerator is plugged in twice, to its device and to the wall. And it was easy to fix at that point in time. Incinerators. I talk about fixing garbage disposals a lot, because I have fixed many garbage disposals, but I've never messed with an incinerator.
Yeah, and before. I didn't know for the longest time that was actually a company name.
Yeah,
it's
really
a technical company name, incinerator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, I just thought that was a northern word for garbage disposal. No, it's not actually. That's a company.
Hey, northern people are weird, but I don't think they're that weird.
Well, I mean, I don't mean that in a weird way. I was just like, you know, there's a whole other language out there in different parts of the country. Yeah. I was like, you know, Insinkerator sounds like something a person from Massachusetts, predominantly Boston, you know, maybe, you know, Martha's Vineyard area would say. No, it's legit.
You're getting too close to home, man. I may have to come over the other side of the glass in just a minute.
And show me how to work an Insinkerator.
Insinkerator.
Put your hand down in that thing.
No, that was a lesson even for me to learn. I didn't know that an Insinkerator was plugged in twice. But it really is a device on the wall, which is plugged into, which is where an electrical plug is actually plugged into from the actual garbage disposal. So I'm thinking, hey,
that's it.
That's all you need. Because I'm sure the electric power is right there. No. There's so many wires under there, but I found another wire and I went, plug that sucker into the wall. That's all you got to do. And it worked fine. All right, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Coming up, a music segment. Don't you go away. You're listening to the Handyman Show. Be right back after news and information from Fox.
Who doesn't love a good laugh and free car advice?
Well, it depends on the advice.
Tune into Under the Hood and you can have both.
I'm Russ, along with Shannon and Chris, your hosts for two of the best hours you'll spend this week.
We've been the Motor Medics since 1990, and we'll tackle any question you can throw at us.
You don't have to be a car person to love Under the Hood. We've got something for everyone right here every week.
Under the Hood, Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m., right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Feeling down? Here's your prescription for a daily dose of good news and positive vibes. Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Every afternoon, Rebecca highlights all the good things happening right here in the state you call home. Daily exposure to Good Things with Rebecca Turner may cause smiling, feelings of positivity, happiness, and even laughter. When you experience these symptoms, tell your friends to listen.
Okay.
Weekdays starting at 2 p.m. here on Super Talk Mississippi. And now on Amazon.
Apples.com/PriceMatch for in-store price match guarantee.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
No. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. This is the music segment, and we're going to kick off today with I've been listening to Levon Helm for a long time. He's a great artist. Of course, he's passed away. He passed away in 2012, but he was the original drummer for a group called The Band, and The Band is mostly Canadian people up somewhere in New York. How did Levon Helm get involved with them when Levon's from Arkansas? A little I don't know the answer to that question. But Levon Helm and the Kate Brothers did Levon did his solo career after the band fell apart and went its own way. And during his solo career, he did a song with the Kate Brothers, and they played with him a lot. And the Kate Brothers, they did a song called Sweet Georgia Wine, which is just tremendous. But Levon did a revival of the band in 1983, and they tried to bring it back and did a little more with it and did pretty well, but he went back to his solo career. And during his solo career, he's always a great character, a great vocalist and a great drummer. But let's listen to Levon Helm and the Kate Brothers, who are from Arkansas, by the way, doing a song called Sweet Georgia Wine.
Yeah, but Tuesday I was going to that hotel. He said, now boy, you've been in my sweet peach Georgia wine. Yeah, but how was I supposed to know she was the sheriff's daughter? Now she was only sweet 16, but she looked a lot older. And I guess
get you up and get you rocking on a Saturday morning. I know I was sitting in my chair and just kind of pulling the music for this week, and towards the end of that song, I just had to get up and start jumping around the room. I was acting crazy, but I enjoy Sweet Georgia Wine, Kate Brothers, great song, Levon Helm. Wonderful musician, really, really enjoyed, and he had a lot to this earth, and miss Levon Helm a lot. All right, we're going to move ahead with a group that's been around. They were around a long time, and then they separated into solo careers. Loggins and Messina were a group for a long time, for about 7 albums worth. What happened is Jimmy Messina is sort of a producer and a guitar player and a vocalist and a multi-talented musician. I mean, he started Poco, and he did so many great things. He was part of Buffalo Springfield, and amazing stuff. And he met Kenny Loggins, and he heard Kenny Loggins do a song called what's that lullaby Kenny does? One of those softer lullabies that Kenny does. I've forgotten which one. I'm not Down at Pooh Corner, which is also a great song, by the way, Down at Pooh Corner. But Messina heard that and said, wow. And he was just running the engineering at the time during one of those sessions. And he said, you know what? They started horsing around, and they created 3 or 4 songs together. And one of the songs they did is a Kenny Loggins song that he wrote called Lahaina. And it's a fun song. Loggins and Messina from many, many years ago. And let's just listen to Lahaina from Kenny Loggins and Jimmy Messina.
I was sitting at a table in an open cafe, waiting for a drink of rum. When I asked my waiter for the time of day, he said, look out, there's a centipede coming your way. In Lahaina, the sugar cane grow in Lahaina, living is slow in Lahaina. The mangoes are sweet, but the centipede crawls all over your feet. I was laying by the water in the morning sun, shaded by a coconut tree. When I turned around, it was all I could see. There was a great big centipede staring at me. In Lahaina, the sugar cane grow in Lahaina, the living is slow in Lahaina. The mangoes are sweet, but the centipede, it crawls all over your feet.
Think you're pushing my leg.
In Lahaina, the sugar can grow in Lahaina, the living is slow in Lahaina. The mangoes are sweet, but the centipede crawls all over your feet.
Yeah, happy, happy music. Just it's Saturday morning music. That's what it's all about. It's like, let's just have a good time and get out there and enjoy the sunshine. Look for those centipedes coming your way.
Well, you would think, you know, Kenny Loggins, most people are going to know him from, you know, all the big hits he had in all the big movies. Over the Top, you know, Top Gun,
yeah,
and all
yeah.
the big movies, and made a killing doing that stuff. But he had 7 albums with this dude before.
Really?
That's amazing. Just 2 separate careers almost.
I mean, you talk about Danny's song, and you talk about Down at Pooh Corner, and some of the things they did together, or I Love My Rock and Roll, I think, was a song they had a big hit with, which is one of their okay ones. I like some of their albums were great. And Longs has done a lot as a solo and had a lot of solo hits long before that, before he went over the top with some of that other stuff.
I'm All Right, that Caddyshack. I mean, he was in everything there.
He's been he's probably a very, very, very good writer and been around a long, long time. He had a great voice.
He figured it out, I'll tell you that. I mean, he knew, he figured out how to make the money and put out quality music. And, you know, that it, his sound was so unique.
Yes.
It was him. I mean, you knew when Kenny Loggins
always
was singing.
Always. And it's he touched people so much. He knew how to, he had that magical touch to be able to get to people's soul, and he knew how to do that so very well. All right, we better move ahead. Moving, Lance has got, let's do a Lance dance.
Well, I was thinking about going with something a little crazy today, but I decided to back off of that and go with a little more muted but really cool song.
Could I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Almost anything you do would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. You know me by now. But I went with the Smiths, and, you know, the great song, How Soon Is Now. And it kind of how it all started. The band, you know, was put together in the early 80s. Didn't have a ton of commercial success up front, but started playing. You got Morrissey and, you know, and the crew in there, Marr, and great group. Ended up, you know, disbanding and kind of got back together. But the song How Soon Is Now was kind of probably the one song that's not their sound, but it had huge success. And is a song that really kind of most people know, but they go, that was the Smiths or that Morrissey's in that band? And the funny thing about the song was they had a late night of recording and writing, got up the next day, and they were very known for cannabis use and said they would smoke it till it came out their ears. And that had a lot to do with how this song really broke away from their mold. And they were using pieces of Elvis Presley on That's All Right. And then and just really, you know, Bo Diddley with the tremolo. And so it's funny how all of this stuff comes into this song that, you know, the influences of so many greats create the sound that you're about to hear and influence. And I'm going to play this baby, make sure I got the right one on here. And here we go.
I am the sun and the air, all the shyness that is coming out of the border. I am summoner of nothing in particular. Bishop Chimam, how can we sing? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does. We'll be right back.
it's different. And
yes, yeah, it's out there, man. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, I did too.
Got a lot of space in it, a lot of room to operate, and many different things happening.
Yeah,
musically speaking.
I mean, if you sit and just really listen to that, you can hear so much.
Oh yeah,
going
and that's
on.
What I've tried to do. I've put it on our, you know, where we can separate stuff, and
right.
It's just so much happening in there.
Yeah, to listen to it just as and have it on as background music, to me it wouldn't work. I'd want to listen to something like that and
so
tear it up.
On, yeah.
All right, moving on a little bit. A guy named Robin Trower has been around forever. Originally, he was with a group called Procol Harum. Matter of fact, he joined Procol Harum right after they had the hit of Whiter Shade of Pale, which was written by Brooker. But at any rate, Procol Harum did Whiter Shade of Pale as the original, and then Robin Trower ended up joining them. He's an incredible, incredible guitar player, and he played with them for many years, probably through 71, I think he stayed with them. And then he started doing solo work using just a power trio, himself on guitar, and a bass player and a drummer. And a lot of times the bass player, for a long time his trio was James Dewar was his bass and vocalist, and a great vocalist, but he has since passed. And Bill Lorden is the drummer. And Bill played with Sly and the Family Stone and a whole bunch of people. Bill had been around a long time. So when you listen to Robin Trower and you listen to this album, it's not like the original is around anymore. But this was done in 2024. Robin Trower, Two Rolling Stones. Let's get a listen.
Just about saved me from going through the same old wounds. This guy is mine, but he still suffers. He's going through the same old cruise. A storm just keeps on rolling. Bring me some big bad news. Take it, get the honey, get a sing of me. Such a good thing. I know I love that love, but that is there. When I'm falling, a fool at his money. Always seem to find such true friends. The storm just keeps on rolling. Bring me some bad news. Take it, get the honey. Give us in the blues.
Robin Trower, oh, it's amazing, amazing work. A great guitar player. I mean, you listen to some of the work that he's done in the past and see some of the videos, the work is just, it's like, whoa, it's just too much to even think about the way he plays. It's just amazing, great. He's known as the master of the Strat. I wonder what Eric thinks about that. I don't know. All right, moving on. I like Tommy Emmanuel, and Mike Dawes is also a acoustic guitar player who is a very unique acoustic guitar player, and they did a song called Somebody I Used to Know. Mike Dawes and Tommy Emmanuel.
Planning for your future. Don't stop investing in your kids' education. Don't stop dreaming of that new home. And don't stop growing your business. Whatever you're passionate or dreaming about, don't stop. Because when you have a bank you can trust, you have the confidence to take on tomorrow. Speak with a Trustmark associate today for advice on achieving your goals. Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Award-winning singer-songwriter Scotty McCreery, Fall of Summer Tour. Saturday, November 16th, 8 p.m., Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. One of country's hottest stars, Scotty McCreery. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. New album, Rise and Fall, available now. Scotty McCreery.
Not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Story of my life right there.
Yeah, I got a couple of those in my past as
used
well.
Used to love her, but it's all it's over, all over now. They probably used to love me, and in their mind, they're like, it's all over
it
now.
It's silly.
Coin has two sides, doesn't
you
it,
know,
buddy?
You know the best way to handle that? Forget it even happened.
Yeah, it's over.
It's just one row with the back.
Focus on what's in front, not what's behind.
There you go. And better than that, I believe focus on today. That's so important. Who was that?
One of my favorites of all time, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
Wow.
Yeah, and they are something to see in person. It's like a whole busload of people get out with brass instruments, and you go, this is a band?
Yeah.
You know, and then they play, and you're like, oh, my God, what just happened to me?
Well, you know, what's amazing is we used to have, as a sponsor on the show, was who was that electric company? Oh, my gosh, I can't think of his name. I will. I should, at any rate. He has a trombone band, and it's called I've forgotten the name of it, but it has three. They play in three different ensembles, four trombones, all make music together.
And that's what I love about the Squirrel Nut Zippers. You know, they take a bunch of brass instruments, a guitar, some drums, and then they create this genre of music that is so out there.
It's
like I call it gypsy blues. I mean, and that's one of the names for it. But I mean, Jimbo Mathis and that crew are something else. And they're performing in Cleveland November 2nd as a reunion with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. So it'll be a really, but again, Dirty Dozen, they're more of the traditional brass and ensemble, but with the blues and the New Orleans feel. Sure. Then you take the Squirrel Nut Zippers in there with all of their stuff. And then, I mean, I would love to see those two get together. Like, push them together and see what happens.
I like it.
Man, I love the music.
Well, you know what? We better get back to doing some handyman stuff.
Man, we need to.
Well, outgassing used to be more of a problem than it is today. And outgassing is really a situation where if you move into a new house and there's a lot of new products in there, new tables, new chairs, new carpets, and 25 years ago, new paneling on the wall, and just all that material that's new, not only the material but the glue that's holding it in place is outgassing. It's releasing some chemicals into the air, and that's called outgassing. Well, they're making materials today that have less outgassing than they ever had before because they're taking a lot of the VOCs out of those items, particularly paint, for instance. Paint used to smell so bad when you painted a room, you could smell it for days. Well, that pretty much has a thing of the past. It's not totally gone, but it's a thing of the past, pretty much. Outgassing today is nearly not as bad as it used to be. It used to really, actually, not be healthy for a home to outgas as much as it did. And a solution to that is, this time of year particularly, open your windows. And of course, you can't do it today, I don't think. It's going to be pretty warm today, from my understanding.
Yeah, it's 90.
Yeah, I wouldn't open it. My windows aren't going
to
be open.
I'm already accustomed to the cooler weather. The 90 feels like 140 right now.
Here it is, half past September, and it's 90. What, is it like that every year? I don't remember.
Yeah, it is. And then at Christmas, it'll be 89. There will have been four freezing weeks in front of it and two more behind it. So, you know, your immune system. Yeah, be completely shot.
That's true. It does happen that way, and I have seen the grass need mowing on the Christmas day before. But at any rate, outgassing doesn't happen nearly as much because, one, paneling is made a lot different today than it ever used to be made. Not using the materials to outgas as much as they used to outgas, and carpeting. Very little carpeting used this day and age. More vinyl floor and solid floors and hard floors are there's less allergies in those. There's less allergens in those, and they release much less allergen than any carpet does. Carpet, after a number of years, just gets so dirty, there's no way you can keep it clean. If you do have carpet, you need to vacuum it regularly and get it professionally cleaned at least annually. At least annually. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you need to do at any rate. And maybe you can have somebody come in once a year and do that as part of a contract. I'm not sure how that works, but I'm certain you can do that. Now, a lot of people want to remove the carpet from their floor and place a vinyl floor down there, for instance. Well, the problem is, removing the carpet is not a big deal. And once you remove the carpet, it's best cut into little slices or pieces that are workable than trying to remove the whole piece of carpet. Cut it in like a fourths, or maybe cut it in even bigger, smaller than that, so that they'll easily remove the carpet. Remove the pad as well that the carpet sits on, and the floor is absolutely filthy. At that point, you'll also want to remove what they call carpet tacks. These are the tacks on the edge near the perimeter of the floor that actually hold the carpet in place. And once all that's removed, sometimes when we remove the carpet tacks, there'll be some cracks or holes in the concrete, and those will need to be filled and patched. And sometimes you can patch those with a vinyl concrete patch and do a good job, because it smooths out very, very nicely and levels out very nicely. But some floors, not only do they need a good scraping and a good cleaning and no sheetrock on them, a lot of times when carpet is going to be put down, you'll find that a clump of sheetrock mud can be left on the floor, or sheetrock markings can be left on the floor. All that needs to be cleaned up, and just totally, totally cleaned up. Once that's done, then you may need a floor leveler, which is nothing but a concrete product that is applied with a trowel and makes the floor level and smooth and perfect. Once it's like that, then you would go ahead and apply your vinyl floor, man, put a pad under it and apply the vinyl floor to it. And once that's in, then you would want to put a base shoe around the edge of the flooring to cover. The vinyl flooring should not go all the way to the wall. There should be some expansion room for it so that it can be, with the weather, it's going to change. It's going to move, you know, fractions of an inch even. But you need to allow those areas to expand. And by doing that, you'll leave a little bit of space. How do you cover that space? That's what base shoe is all about. And if that space is a little bit bigger, don't use base shoe. Use 3/4 inch, quarter round. It will work wonders for you. And that's what most people are using nowadays anyway for their base shoe, is 3/4 inch, quarter round. And if you look around your house, you'll notice most places that have carpet do not have base shoe or quarter round. But any hard floor probably does. So just check it out and check those things out. And really, you can do this. This is a do-it-yourself project. It's something that can be done. But when you're putting a new floor down, let's just talk about vinyl, for instance. It really would do you justice and do you so well to spend a little more money and get a better quality vinyl floor. You'll be happy you did, because the lesser quality doesn't stick together, leaves gaps, pulls apart, and just doesn't hold up like the more expensive vinyl would. More expensive vinyl locks together better, holds together better, and just will last a whole lot longer. All right. 888-808-8637. And our text line, we still have not received a picture of a thatched roof. And I'm going to keep asking for a picture of a thatched roof until we get one.
Yeah, I think somebody's going to go out tomorrow or today and do it.
Build a thatched roof.
Build it.
Go ahead. Yeah, and then send us a picture. And also a picture of why it's being done and how it's being done.
I want to see the clippings and all that. Yeah, the length. I've read a little about it. It is fascinating.
We want to know more, but send us a picture. And if that doesn't come in the next few weeks, I promise I will get a picture of this beautiful, beautiful thatched roof that I know about in Massachusetts. But that would be a shame that I would have to get a picture from Massachusetts to show you a thatched roof, because I'm sure there's some here in Mississippi somewhere. As a matter of fact, I think I've seen them at rest stops in little picnic areas out west in Arizona and whatnot. They have thatched roofs sitting above some of the picnic tables. I remember that now. All right. We did talk about outgassing. You know, your plumbing system in your house is meant to work 24/7 all the time. And it's a sealed system that works on gravity and ventilation. And a lot of plumbing problems are do-it-yourself, smaller problems that can be fixed by a person, whether it's fixing a toilet. There's a few things that can go wrong with a toilet that are pretty easy to repair, or fixing a dripping sink. Many dripping sinks, all can be repaired with either diaphragms, washers, and or springs and diaphragms, whether it be a washerless faucet or a faucet that has a springs and diaphragm. A washerless is springs and diaphragm, and the other type is a washer-type faucet. And sometimes the rubber washers get worn out and just need to be replaced. Simple to fix. But if you have anything bigger than a small leak like that, it's time to get a professional on board and get a plumber over there and get him involved, or get her involved or them involved, where they may be, and let them take care of the problem. Because last thing you need is water, because water is detrimental to our homes, and we do have a system that controls it very, very, very well. But let's talk about that plumber coming into your house. Well, there's a lot of service people today, remodelers, plumbers, electricians, all these people that want to come into your home as service personnel. Well, before you let anybody into your home, you should have already done some research on their particular company and their employees and what they do, and references. And do you have a contract? Do you have a written contract? Are they licensed? Are they insured? That's so important. And then you need to compare prices, because every contractor offers a different price for the same type of service. And some do it very, very well and have a very fair price for what they do. Now, when you're shopping for price, always going for the less expensive one isn't the best thing to do. You know, I mean, on the rare chance that the less expensive one is a good one, that's a rare opportunity. Usually the less expensive one is cutting a corner somewhere, and that's why they're that much less expensive than what the standard would be. So you know, be very careful. And if you check your references of what they gave you, you'll find some people that are either happy with their work or wish they hadn't had hired that people. And then you have to be careful about payments. Make some sort of payment schedule. Never, never pay up front. Never pay everything all up front. You need to hold something out to give you some leverage. And if you don't hold anything out, your leverage has been lessened so much. They may do half of the job or three-quarters of the job and never show up again and just be gone. But if you have half of their money or something of that sort, then you have some leverage, and they will come back. When the job is finished, they'll get paid totally. Not until. And that's the way that should go. Not until the job is finished and you are satisfied should they get paid totally. And that's, you know, service people in the house, they're in all the time. And we're seeing that happen all the time. All right, short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back. Don't you go away in just a few minutes. We'll be back.
If you need a contractor to help rebuild your home after a disaster, don't get scammed. Go licensed. Be skeptical about door-to-door offers of repair services. Ask friends and family for recommendations of contractors that they've used. Get at least three bids and never pay in cash. Don't make a bad situation worse. Protect yourself and your family after disaster strikes. Go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports, your Mississippi news, all the time, on air and online at super.
That's BABBEL.com.
All right, come on, Lance Ellis, what it is?
Little Feet.
All right, Little Feet. I knew I liked it. I should have known Little Feet, though.
Yeah, that's Jam Central. Every time I turn those guys on, it's one of the, you know, it's just a band that makes you want to get up and dance.
Yeah, Little Feet was great. They were absolutely great. I mean, the Lowell George was, like, amazing, and Little Feet, just an amazing group. Amazing group.
You know, and everybody speaks so highly of Axl Rose's volume ability, you know, to control such a wide range of sounds. And yeah. I know he's amazing, but Lowell was always one of my favorites. Just the ability to, the voice control. And when you don't think something's coming, it's about to.
It's about to. Yeah,
he was very.
Lowell George did that to you, for sure. But I loved him a lot. All right, Build Mississippi. A picture behind me showing a backhoe. Actually, it's a bulldozer with a backhoe on it. Is it? That's what it looks like.
A track hoe?
A track hoe of some sort, yes. At any rate, Build Mississippi is an education association, really, to really take the listening public and or anybody in public who wants to achieve success in their life and knows that they're not going to get it by going to a college or going to a four-year school, but wants training and wants ability and wants to know that they can live a good life, make a very substantial income, raise a family, and practicing the American dream. And everybody says, yes, it's harder to get a hold of, but through places like Build Mississippi, you can achieve success in the world of construction and industry through training in welding, through training in driving huge vehicles, I'm talking about cement trucks and bulldozers and huge vehicles, cranes of all kinds. Build Mississippi has not only a couple of facilities where they have training facilities where they use master craftsmen as their trainers, but they also recommend different colleges, trade schools, and they also do seminars where they'll come out to talk to your group about what they can do to get involved in Build Mississippi and become more involved as productive people in this life, and really can do a good job. Yeah, Lance.
I just one thing to add. When I was in finance for many years, one of the guys I worked with, he knew some dudes that started out in the basically transporting and trucking and those things and heavy equipment, sure. Just operating.
Sure.
And they saw what a need was out there. And this was long before Build Mississippi and before that MCF. But the technical world, the blue collar world, the welding and truck driving and all that, sure. It was very disconnected for a long time. Now it's not. But then, one of the things I wanted to mention is looking into industry, mm-hmm. You get in on that ground floor. You get in there and you learn. And you learn from people that have been there, that know how to make money, that know how to make a good living. You look at that house. You look at the car they drive. Well, these guys, what they did was they started operating heavy equipment. They realized there was a huge need for the truck crane, the big long arm crane.
Sure.
Wasn't any of them in the state.
Right.
They went out and pooled their money and bought one. And they leased it out. Instead of operating it themselves, they leased it and made enough money to buy another one. And they're the biggest crane company in the state.
Wow.
And they started out with humble beginnings, learning a craft, mastering that, picking up information from others, and then realizing there's a need for this here. So just because you start there,
right,
doesn't mean that's where you end up.
Right.
That's you get in on the ground level. You get to earning money. You get to feeling good about yourself. You get to mastering a craft. You're going to see other things that you're going to go, oh, wow, man, that I didn't think about that, but that might be an opportunity. And when you got money in the pocket and you got credit at the bank, you can go borrow something and start a business.
Yeah.
And that's how this works.
That's how it works. And, to get involved in any sort of career like that at the very bottom, it takes a certain personality in order to succeed in this. You have to have the can-do, go-get attitude. A group of people who are just starting, let's just say there's 10 people in the group, and there's 3 or 4 people that are particularly interested in what's going on in that particular situation and in that endeavor, whether it be, hey, we're teaching you this or we're teaching you that. And there are 3 or 4 people who are just particularly involved and other people who are just really going through the motions. There's going to be a success in 3 or 4 people, a total success, and the rest of them are going to go to their next seminar and their next seminar and just kind of go through it and maybe do mediocre through the whole thing. But the ones who really care and really are learning something and getting interested in everything that's happening are the people who are really going to succeed. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about, not only building the skill, but building the attitude to work properly. And I agree. The bottom floor is a good place to start and keep your eyes open, man.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Ask questions. Ask. Pick the brains and minds of those that are above you, even with you, or even below you. Learn.
Right.
You're going to see opportunities.
Remember, no question is too elementary. It may seem so to you that in the position you're in, you should know the answer, but it seems elementary. But if it's not and you don't know the answer, ask somebody. Get the answer and find out what the answer to that question is. Hey, it'll help you a lot. Atlas Foundation. What a foundation company they are. They do a great foundation repair. Atlas Foundation Repair really does care about doing slab foundations correctly, repairing them correctly, and making them everything they should be. Now, they don't put in new slab foundations. They do repairs on old ones. And they can help your slab foundation very, very much. Tony Arpino knows so much about foundations and slab foundations and how to fix them and about the soils in Mississippi. He can help you so very much. You call him at 1-800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, 1-800-256-1010. They really know what's going on in the foundation business and can help you a whole lot. So, hey, good people, Atlas Foundation. All right, something I was going to mention, we were talking about the do-it-yourselfer and remodeling and whatnot, and I was going to mention something about the bathroom that I failed to mention, so I want to bring it up again. Whenever you're doing any kind of remodeling or repairing in the bathroom and you're going to keep the existing tub, I don't care if you're putting up a new towel rack or a grab bar or whatever, maybe just a little project or maybe the whole entire remodel project, but you're going to keep the original tub. Well, it needs to be covered with towels and drop cloths and all sorts of things because you are going to drop something on that tub. It's not a matter of when or it's a matter of, yeah, you're going to do it for sure. And it will chip the tub. It will make the tub less than you want it to be. So put some sort of rag, some sort of cloth down there and cover that tub totally. All right, Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. We do it each and every Saturday. We kick it off at 10 o'clock and talk about your house, my house. Hey, remember, we're looking for that thatched roof. We'll get your picture here sooner or later. Tell your friends, Handyman's on Super Talk Mississippi from 10 to 12 every Saturday. My name is Buddy Sloak. Hope you have yourself a great week. Thank you, Lance. Talk to you people next week at the Build Mississippi Studios Handyman Show.
Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
The third annual Fondren Bottle Tree Garden Tour is October 5th and 6th. We'll show off a wide variety of garden designs from formal to freeform, with every plant category thriving in our historic neighborhood. We're home to amazing artists and monster musicians, plus great food and shopping. Please visit FondrenGardenTour.com for tickets and more information. And join me, Garden Mama, at Fondren Yard on Saturday, October 5th at 8 a.m. for the Garden Mama Show, live in Fondren, right in the heart of Jackson.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT Films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle guy to the dentist.
Hey, who, what? Hey, who, what?
And what's worse than a trip to the dentist? Your wife's paint project that you've put off.
Let Seabrook Paint in Jackson and Ridgeland find that Benjamin Moore paint and a contractor that will get you back doing the important things in life, like grilling and watching sports. Seabrook, Benjamin Moore Paint, and a happy wife, happy life. Seabrook Paint in Jackson on Monument and in Ridgeland on West Jackson.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.